What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Fit Identity Podcast. I'm Mike Karpenko, your host. Today, I want to talk to you guys about customer experience from start to finish, why it has become one of the number one things and will become trendy. I said that in one of my past podcasts, that this will be one of the trends for 2024, will be concentrating on customer experience, will either crush your business or it will excel your business to new ends. I get it, marketing works. I get it, sales work. I get all those things. But at the end of the day, if you want long-term customers and you want people to spend the money that they do have on your products continuously, then you better start diving into customer experience. Why am I doing this? Why am I coming out with you guys with customer experience? I've worked with a lot of businesses on this. I literally just recently worked with a very successful YouTuber in getting his business together on customer experience. A database, a library of incredible content, like next level content. And I had said to him, you know, here I am going to your place. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. Can you recommend a course for me based on my needs? And he's like, well, I've got courses. I go, yeah, I don't get it. I need something that sells my, like where I'm at with the equipment that I have, with the things that I'm doing and the space that I have and, you know, and my ability and my skill set. I only need a few of them. I don't need like 20 of them because I'm going to end up binge watching like I would on Netflix and never putting any of that into work. I'll just be like, consume, consume, consume. And then I'll be like overwhelmed. I'm done. I'm out. Stress factor 10, deuces. And he started to think and I could just see his eyes widen. Very bright, smart, intelligent guy. Like I said, he's well over a million subscribers with high interaction, views, comments, shares, you name it. The guy's genius. But he's looking to make his content in another space with his library, his courses, to help out other people. And he's looking for an additional revenue stream. His eyes went through the roof. He's like, this is brilliant. He goes, tell me more. And we just started to break it down. And as we started to break it down, he saw more and he saw more. And working with a guy like that, that just has this vision, clarity, and then has the ability to take action, it is a really fun place to be on the other side of the table as you watch this person just violently type away and be like, I need this, I need this. Oh, this is great. I can position this. Like, oh, tell me this again. Tell me that again. And then he'll take it. He'll put it in his own mixer and he'll make it his own and it will, you know, it'll go from there. So that's a little story of just saying pain, confusion. You may have all the content in the world, but if it doesn't solve somebody's problem or isn't a solution for somebody, particularly, they're going to move away. Another story, Care of Vitamins. If you guys don't know that, it was a small company and you took a quiz. And the quiz would then spit out the the vitamins that you would take. And then it would ship to you monthly a vitamin pack with your name on it that was customized and not necessarily the best vitamins in the world, not necessarily the highest quality, you know, from the River Nile or the Iceland. But in general, it gave customers the feeling as though I'm finally getting something that is geared towards my stuff rather than just a general multivitamin. It went from 2 million, and then I believe it went to 22 million. And then I think he raised like 57 million in venture capital and then sold it for almost, I want to say, $500 million. All based on, and when I talked to him, all based on customer experience. He said, I put everything I could into that quiz. Everything. Now, I brought this information up to other companies, and they don't want to listen to me. Good luck, you guys. Let me just say that right now. And if you finally want to admit that it's an important thing, go ahead, steal it, take it. Don't give me the credit. I'm going to keep saying that. That's like one of my things for like 2024 is, man, can somebody give me some credit somewhere? Please, please, please. I know. That's just childish for me to say. Moving on. So let's talk about it, right? Like customer experience is really one of those pivotal roles that drives sales, you know, and ultimately retention. And why do I think retention is extremely important? Because it costs less for you to have that customer. You don't have to market to them anymore. So the cost per customer now goes down because they're already in your system and they're rebuying. So if you can get somebody in and then have that cost per customer go down, you are starting to become more and more profitable. So let's talk about some of the things that I think that why customer experience is going to be the biggest thing coming in 2024. And again, I will say you still need great marketing. You still need great branding. You still need a great message. Those things need to fall in line, because if you don't have those, you're not going to have any experience at all. But personalization being the first one. When was the last time you felt like you didn't want anything to do with any product or person that wasn't personalizing to you? When was the last time that you were in the doctor's office that you didn't want a solution tailored to you, where you felt, oh, they knew exactly what I needed. They gave me the exact dosage that I needed. They gave me the exact amount of days that I needed, and they listened to me. They heard me. He wasn't just a doctor, you know, he, she, whatever. Wasn't just like, oh, sore throat, okay, moving on. The doctor that spent the time with you, that listened, that said, what are you experiencing? How often are you experiencing? What's that like? Tell me more. Okay, have you tried this? What's going on there? Where do you think you could have gotten it? How long has it been going on? And then gives you this plan that you feel is personalized to you so that you have a specific solution. You feel understood. You feel valued. That personal touch is a greater chance for satisfaction to be achieved. Hands down, just that alone. Two, increased perceived value. There is nothing that will increase your value more than feeling as though you got a plan, a system for you and you alone, especially in health and fitness, right? Because no two people should be doing the same program over and over and over. No two people should be on the same nutrition plan, on the same calories, on the same macros, with the same vegetables, because there's no two people that like the same thing. But if you feel as you got one for yourself, you're going to feel the value of said product, service, plan, and system. That value then makes the customer appreciate the product and service, understand that it's unique to them, which then encourages justification to make the purchase and to continue to make the purchase of your products and services. I don't know about you, but those first two alone make me want to say, I need to have people feel as though whatever service or product that I provide has a element of customization and personalization to people's health and fitness and wellness goals, period. The next is, you know, we move up on emotional connection. There's an emotional connection when you start to feel as though that solution is customized to you. And when you have an emotional connection to the solution that was provided to you, because it was provided out of care, it was provided out of knowledge, it was provided out of time and attention paid to you, even if it's an online quiz. But that emotional connection that somebody put you first makes you feel brand loyal, which is a big thing. When you become brand loyal and a brand advocate, you are certainly going to continue to purchase and have nothing but good things to say. We can't downplay emotions, and certainly not in this day and age where mental health is so high and everybody is just, I got to concentrate on how I feel. Well, if you don't feel good about the company you're doing business with, if you don't feel good about the product, the plan, the service, the trainer, why are you doing it? Why are you in business with them? Why are you helping them? Why are you using their product? I mean, maybe it fits into because it is for you, but you're more apt to use a product and service and plan if you did that more often, if you had an emotional connection to that. The other piece is that when you provide a specific solution and you provide customization into a customer, you're going to be able to separate yourself from the competition because you're doing something that somebody else, another business, can't do. You're doing the thing or giving the service, the product, the plan, the system. I feel like I just need to like make that into one word so I don't have to keep repeating it. But if you're able to do something that is customizable to a customer, it makes you a key differentiator. There you go. It makes you a key differentiator aside from the competition. And obviously in health and fitness and wellness, gosh, man, you got to set yourself apart. Anybody can get recipes. Anybody can get a nutrition plan. Anybody can get workouts. You've got them everywhere. Free. ChatGPT, AI, all kinds of things that are generated. But if you can get something that's specific to you, your problems, your solutions, what you want to be able to achieve, your goals, something that you feel is really, truly for you and took you into consideration where you're at, what you have, what you're doing, what you want to be able to achieve, you're going to stick with that and not go to the competition. That is a compelling reason to stay away from anything else, to not search, not Google search, not YouTube, not listen to your friends. You are delusional towards that brand, towards that trainer, towards that person, product, and service. Which keeps in line with a positive word of mouth, right? You're telling your friends. A satisfied customer is one of the greatest things you can have to drive business. They're loyal, they're delusional, and they're going to talk about it. Case in point, CrossFitters. People who love CrossFit won't shut up. I was a CrossFitter. I still love CrossFit. I'm just not lifting as heavy as I could, but when I was doing it, I couldn't shut up. I loved it. There were all kinds of things that I fell in love with. Mobility, loved it. Couldn't get off of talking about it. Boxing, I won't stop talking about it. But once that happens, you can't stop momentum. And literally, word of mouth that's positive is momentum. It's not consistency, because you're going to consistently talk about it. And when you have somebody consistently talking about your products, services, plans, systems, all that stuff, you have an incredible ability to have momentum. And momentum builds success, because those are our three things, right? Consistency builds momentum. Momentum builds success. Which brings you to repeat business. We just talked about this at the beginning. Repeat business. I don't know about you, but if you're in business, and if you are not in business and you are buying products, do you repeat and buy products? And if you do, why? It either produced your results. It either did results for you. It either made you feel better. It either you felt that it was for you, not just something general. And if you're in business, like I said earlier, it's a less expensive customer to have, because you no longer have to market to that customer for them to repeat buying, purchasing. It's that easy. I mean, if I could have a massive influx of new people wanting to help with their workouts, with their plans, with their nutrition, with changing their lives, transforming, changing their identities. If I could have a massive influx of those people, at the same time retain that massive influx, my attrition, which would be the people that would fall off, would be so low, and my ROI and my income would be extremely high. There's nobody in business that wouldn't want long-term customers. Every business I know looks at how long is the average customer staying on. That drives sales. That is a benchmark number that every single business looks at because they want it as long as possible. The other thing is what I was talking about with my friend in YouTube space was data-driven insights. Once you're able to get these people that are able to have a great experience, feel good about the product, you're going to start to see what products they're using. You're going to start to see what products they need. You're going to start to be able to understand the preferences of who they are, their behaviors. And instantly, you have a rapport. And that type of data sharing allows you to look at development. What needs to be made? What can be made? What needs to be in place in order to continue the success of your business? If that's not in place, the product life cycle of whatever it is you're selling is going to come to an end, and that you're going to need this innovation. And what better place to get information that has the least amount of risk of failure than customers, a large customer base, that have an excellent customer experience with your products? And if they've got an excellent experience with your products, guess what else they do? They're high engagers. These people are talking about your brand. These people are using social media, the platform. These people are answering your questions. When you seek data, your quizzes, they're answering your emails. They're opening your newsletters. They're happy to see, you know, that spam mail that you get, your newsletter. And you're like, oh, how many people opened it? Oh, only 10%, 20%. These have a high rate of open because they know what's being supplied is valuable. And it's real easy to keep somebody happy when they're engaged and they're talking to you. Those people that don't talk to you, you know, the ghosters, boo. Those people that go away, low engagement. Low engagement has zero feedback other than they don't like what you're giving them, right? Like, zero engagement means whatever it is you're doing, it ain't working with the people that you're attracting. And at the end, there is always a long-term relationship. I said it earlier. When you look at what you've been doing, look at anything you're getting on a subscription base, like whether it's, you know, a supplement or a TV subscription. But when we think about, you know, wellness, my gosh, all I want is people to be consistent. And what does that mean? Do something over and over and over and over and over. And because when they do that, they create momentum. And then they're able to do more over and over and over because they become efficient, which means they have even more success. They get some success, they get more success. That type of customer is long-term. And as I said, the longer you have a customer, the less and less expensive that customer becomes to you. The cost per that customer is to you is less and less and less. That's amazing, by the way. Like, I would want that to have long-term essential, or I would want a long-term sustainable customer that has growth, that just continues to say, this is worth it, I'm still in it. And then when I launch something new, they become a long-term customer to the new products and services that I launch, or at least they're open to that opportunity to some of them. Not all of them, but they're open to some of them. So I think that when you look at your loyalty and what you're doing, if you're a coach, if you're a trainer, if you're a business, and I hope there's some businesses out there listening to me. I know you're like, sales, hard on transactions because we're in debt. Hard on customer experience. And I will tell you from my schooling and my marketing and what I understand, when you're in debt, you have to be hard on transactions. You just have to go forth and be like, I got to get people in. We got to remake our money because I can't deal with the brand right away. I have to deal more with the transactions. I understand that piece. However, you can't not think of your customer and their experience. You can't not be worried about it. You can't not think that that is where the true success of your company lies. It's real easy to market and sell a product that a lot of people love. Because you know what? It markets and sells itself. And when you think about that, the more people talking about your products, the more people that are word of mouth, the more people that are buying from you, the more loyalty, the less and less money you have to put into marketing, or the more money that you have available for sales and marketing and advertising in different spaces. It really is that easy. And it goes into, gosh, just make sure your people are feeling good about what you're putting out. Make sure that what you're doing matters. Make sure that your goal is not to sell a one-off, but it's to sell 3, 4, 5 times because that sale is helping somebody with their personal solution, their problem, 3, 4, 5 times, which means they believe in you. And if they believe in you, you have their trust. And if they have their trust, you have a responsibility to continue to provide to them. And that's why you're in business. If you're not, you're in business for money. I'm not a guy that's solely in business for money. I help people. I run groups. I talk to people. I mentor. I coach. Because I want other people to be the best that they possibly can be. Not just for money. God, I'd be miserable if it was all about money. So, this is what I would do with this information. I would take inventory of those things that I talked about. When you start looking at products and services and plans that you are involved in. I do believe that 2024 is going to be, you know, a world of personalization and a feeling of customization. It's going to be a collection of data whereby people, companies can then begin to find solutions for other people in the way that need to happen. So keep all of that in mind as you go forward and move into the new year. Take inventory of the companies that you are doing that with. And if they align with you and they make you feel customized, great. And if they don't, I do know that the speed of information right now, your customer, they're more educated and where they're at, they want that feeling. They want to feel as though you are helping them, that whatever you're providing them solves their problems and not everybody's problem. We're just not in that space right now. So take inventory. Who's doing that for you? Who's not? Where are those companies that you want to do that with? And support those companies. If you really truly believe that they're supporting you, please give back to them. Companies are struggling right now. Place, especially in health, fitness. I understand it's tough. But if you could help them out, that would be absolutely outstanding. And then obviously in the end, if you guys need something where I can help you out with your solution and feel as though I put some time and effort into something very direct that is yours and for you, listen, when I usually talk to people up front, I give you my first 5 minutes or whatever for free. I'm cool, man. Like, reach out to me. I love giving a first look of being like, hey, how can I help? You know, how can I point you in the right direction? And then ultimately, if it's something that we can work together, then it's amazing. But think about your customer experience, and then think about the customer experience that a company, a trainer, a coach, a mentor is giving to you. I'll leave it at that, you guys, but thanks for listening. This one was a short one, but customer experience is going to lead and be forefront in the new year.